And the prison service has alerted all prisons about the discovery of the powerful illegal drug nitazine in prisons. And even more worryingly, this potentially fatal drug is being sold as a benzodiazepine tablet, which is a much milder sedative. Professor Eamon Keane heads up the HSE's National Addiction Service. Professor Keane, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell us about nitazine and why it's so dangerous.
Okay, so nitazine are very strong synthetic opioids. That means they're manufactured in a laboratory as opposed to being extracted from the poppy plant. They were first produced in the 1950s, but they were never marketed because of the potential for overdose and addiction associated with them. So over the last number of years, we're seeing the emergence of these drugs now in Europe, the last 2 or 3 years, in both powder and more recently in pill form. So 12 countries across Europe have identified nitazines in pills or tablets, but either opioid tablets or benzodiazepine tablets. So we issued an alert in June where we had a number of overdoses associated with these fake benzodiazepines in the southwest, southeast, and in Dublin. Yesterday there was a further fake benzodiazepine identified in the prison setting.
And I mean, this nitazine, these nitazine substances, they're potentially fatal, as you say, very addictive. But if somebody is mixing them up with a benzodiazepine, that's potentially much, much milder, so they wouldn't know the risk they were taking, would they?
Well, this is a huge concern for us at the minute. You recall the overdoses that we had before Christmas in Dublin and in Cork when nitazine powder was being missold as heroin. But that was targeting a population who would have had, if you like, an opioid tolerance. So they would have been used to maybe using heroin. Now, obviously, the nitazines were stronger, and that's why we had the overdoses. Mm-hmm. But if they are now appearing in fake benzodiazepine tablets, the risk and potential is that they're going to be taken by people who have no opioid tolerance. And it's just to say that they're being sold as alprazolam or Tranax or relaxers. There actually is no benzodiazepine in the tablets that we've identified, only the nitazines and the mixing agents. So this batch of tablets seems to be circulating because the tablet that we identified from the prison service yesterday was the same constituent as the tablets that were identified in June.
And, you know, it's obviously we'll have an item on festivals later. Obviously, you know, it's great when people are out enjoying themselves, but that can be a time when, you know, people are more inclined to take substances or, you know, to take a chance on substances. That must be your concern in terms of these tablets. What do they look like so people can watch out?
Well, they look very much like real benzodiazepines. They can come in blister packs with alprazolam, which is a benzodiazepine, on the outside of the packaging. There's pictures circulating from the prison service and from ourselves. There's small orange tablets with a score across them. But to all intents and purposes, they do look like benzodiazepines. So this is the concern. And the fact that they're now out there, we're concerned about them appearing in other settings as they have done in the prison. And as you rightly say, they could appear in other settings such as festivals. So it is a concern. That's why we're highlighting the risks associated with them, increasing awareness, increasing education, advising people not to take fake benzodiazepine tablets, that if they do have problems or difficulties, they need to contact their doctor or contact addiction services for treatment. And we've also instituted a fairly broad naloxone distribution program. That's the antidote. We're getting it out to as many services and people as possible. A really important response.
Okay, well, thank you for talking to us about that this morning. That's Professor Eamon Keenan, HSE National Clinical Lead in Addiction Services.